فضلا من الله إن الله بصير بالعباد. أستغفر الله وأسأله التوبة. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العبيد الجبار المتكبر. سبحان الله عما يشركون. هو الله الخالق الباري المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أبي القاسم محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد
وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين سيما بقية الله في العالمين. ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. قال الحكيم في كتاب المجيد وفرقان الحميد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الشيطان للإنسان عدو مبين. صلوات
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you more sustenance, long life, happy and prosperous life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the best of iman and the best of blessings and bounties in this day and in this month. Iblis, Shayateen, they are our enemy. We need to prepare ourselves 24/7, anytime, any place, wherever we are. So they are trying their best to kidnap us, to deviate us from the right path. Our duty is to have all those weapons, to have all those skills by which we can protect ourselves from the whispering of Shayateen. So some of those weapons are like wudu. Those who are usually in wudu, they are less occupied by Shayateen, like reading Ayatul Kursi or remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thinking about His universe or thinking about the people who are suffering in poverty or other problems or other pains. So whenever we will keep ourselves busy in the service of humanity and remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so most of the time we are not going under the control of Shayateen. Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam, you can say him the second Adam alayhi salam, because Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, he is the father of mankind. No one was before him. And then almost after 1,000 years when Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam came, so majority of the people were not mawahid, not following Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they were busy in a lot of sins. And almost 1,000 years Prophet Nuh alayhi salam, he done his tabligh, but people were not happy to listen him. And ultimately, Tufan and Nuh, that flood came, and the people who were following Iblis, who were following Shayateen, they were destroyed. So from this incident, we can know all those who are followers of Iblis and Shayateen, what is their destination? what is waiting for him. So that's why whatever our life is left, we need to be true follower of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when flood came, tufan of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam came, at that time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded him to bring the couple of all animals and birds, and those believers who accepted the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and who were believers in the prophethood of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam. So when he was lodging different animals, one of them was donkey, and when he was pushing that animal to go into the ark, to go into the ship, so that was hesitating. And ultimately Prophet said, "O Shaitan, go inside the ark." And after that, the same donkey that was hesitating to go into the ark, without hesitation, he went inside. So what was the reality? Actually, Iblis was pulling his legs not to go inside. And when Prophet, although apparently that was a donkey, but when Prophet addressed him, "O Shaitan, go inside," so at that time, with that donkey, Iblis also went inside the ark. And when there was flood everywhere, Prophet saw Iblis is sitting in one corner. Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam told him, "I did not give you permission to come in this ship. How did you come?" He said, he told all story of that donkey, and then he said how he came inside. And he said, "You told me, you said, 'O Shaitan, come in.' So when you said, 'O Shaitan, go into the ship,' so I came." So then Iblis said, "You've done a lot of favor to me, so that's why sincerely I am going to tell you some secrets. What are different things, or what are different virtues? If people they have, they will be successful, or if they don't have, they will be successful for some things. Especially those which are bad habits, if we Muslims, if we have, so automatically that will make us follower of Iblis. So we need not to have those virtues which were told by Iblis." Prophet asked, "What kind of favor I've done to you? Why are you saying I've done a favor to you?" He said, "My aim is to deviate the people and ultimately throw them into the hellfire. So then you done bad dua, and those who are not followers of Allah and you, so all of them have been drowned into the flood, and their destination is hellfire. So instead, what I have to do, you have done my job. Because my job was to deviate them and to throw them ultimately into the hellfire. And a lot of work I had to do. But that has been done by you. So that's why you've done me a lot of favor. So I am thankful to you." So then he said, "I'm just going to advise you what are few things." So this hadith has been narrated by Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam. And also Shah Abdul Azim also narrated the same hadith from different Ma'asumeen alayhi salam. And Iblis, he said, "Do you know why I was expelled out from the paradise?" Okay. Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam said, "Because you suffered, so you tell me what happened, what was the reason you were expelled out from the paradise." He said, "The main problem, the main thing what I done, that was jealousy. I was jealous for the status of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. I was not happy. So due to jealousy, I did not accept the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that was disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah said, go and do sajda, I did not done that sajda. So that was the second mistake, a second guna, disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the first of them, that was the jealousy. Due to jealousy, I was unable to listen the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he said, there are five things. If you scratch out these things from you, you can get the level and status of closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anyone who would like to get the status of closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, qurba ilahi, so that can be achieved by scratching out the five things. And that was also told by Iblis. And Iblis is also trying to cultivate the seeds of these diseases in us. But because Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam done him favor, that's why he told, those are five things, Shayateen and Iblis, they are cultivating in the hearts of Muslimin, so that they should be unable to go into the paradise. And ultimately they should not be successful believer. So Prophet asked, what are those five things? He said, first thing, that is the stinginess. That is bukh. When people, they do not help each other. When people, they do not spend anything for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah who is giving everything to them, and they are trying to stop, they are trying to make barriers in the flow of that risk and that wealth and that position Allah has given to them so that they should help other people. But they are stopping there, they are storing in their own treasures. So that's why this is the first thing. When the people are bakhil, when the people are stingy, when the people are maidar, so actually that thing, that disease has been cultivated by the shayateen into the hearts and the brains of the human being. Number two, he said, we are trying to make the people greedy. If they have 10, we are inspiring them to have 20 and 40 and then 100 and 1 million and 1 billion, and ultimately there is no end of their greediness. So when people are greedy, at that time they are not happy to spend for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are not happy to help anyone. All the time they are thinking for their own success, for their own wealth, to how to increase, how to get more. And those people who are striving to get more and more, they are never successful. So this was the second. The third one, he said, we are trying to make the people jealous with each other, and especially relatives and the neighbors and friends, those who know each other. So they know different relatives or friends, what they have. So that's why we are trying to make them jealous for them. And this is the way how the animosity is being created in their hearts. And ultimately they break the relation, they are not going to help each other. So this was the third thing that is created by Iblis and Shayateen among Muslimin. And the fourth one, he said, we are trying to make the people zalim, jabbar, qahhar. They should plan against each other, how to harm each other, how to do robbery, how to do theft, how to kill each other. So people are becoming zalim and they do not consider what is right, what is wrong. All the time they are greedy, they are jealous, and with their zulm, with their weapons, with their power, with their authority, they are trying to snatch whatever they can do. And the last and the fifth one, Iblis said, we are also cultivating in the hearts of people that they should be ajul. Without thinking, without planning anything, without being patient, they are trying to react. If something has happened, within no time you will see the reaction. So without thinking, without planning, without tolerance, without patience, when we are reacting, when we are replying, so lot of time you have observed the results. This is the point of animosity among the Muslims. If, for example, someone has done something wrong against me, if I am patient, I am listening, I am planning how to reply or how to calm down, so then automatically that will subside. But as something has happened, some mistake has happened, someone has done something against me, and on the spot I am replying. So in these days, no one is ready to listen to anybody. If I respect, other people will respect. If I will not respect the people, no one will respect to me. If I can shout, other people can shout. If I can hurt someone, other people can hurt. But where the iman has gone? Where the love of Ahlul Bayt has gone? Ahlul Bayt, they are saying, you cannot be mu'min until unless you have to respect the other sister and brother iman. So when we are hurting them, when we are insulting them, it means we are not respecting any believer. So until or unless we are not respecting, so we are not becoming a true believer. And why all these things happen? Because we are in a hurry. We are thinking, if in this second, in this moment, I did not reply, then I cannot take revenge. What kind of revenge I am taking? If I am swearing upon someone, if I am saying some bad words, so what will happen? I am making najis my tongue as well as I am insulting the other brother and sister in iman. So the best thing is, we should try to be sabir. We should try to be patient and tolerant. If something, if someone is saying bad, wrong, whatsoever, we should leave it with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after some days, after a few days, he will learn. He will realize how wrongly, how badly I behave with that person, and how beautifully he was cool and calm and he was patient. He was smiling. He did not react. So this is something which can change the people. Otherwise, if there is competition of revenges, nothing will stop and there will be no believer at all. And this is something on which Iblis is working. Iblis is working. Everybody should be ajul. In revenge, in reaction, everybody should try his best to get his revenge on the spot. And this is something, we are here, we are follower of Iblis, we are not follower of Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wal asr, innal insana lafi khusr, illa alladhina amanu wa amilu as-salihat, wa tawasaw bil haqqi wa tawasaw bis sabr.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Allahumma lakal hamd. وبي الصلوات والعرض والجلال والإكرام رب الأرباب وإله كل مولود وخالق كل مخلوق ووارث كل شيء ليس كمثله شيء وهو بكل شيء محيط أنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الأحد المتوحد الفرد المتفرد وأنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الكريم المتكرم العظيم والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين عبدك ورسولك محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
وعلى علي بن أبي طالب أمير المؤمنين عليه السلام.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل
وعلى فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل
وعلى الحسن والحسين سيدي الشباب أهل الجنة.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلي
وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى محمد بن علي وعلى جعفر بن محمد وعلى موسى بن جعفر وعلى علي بن موسى وعلى محمد بن علي وعلى علي بن محمد وعلى حسن بن علي وعلى الخلف القائم المنتظر المحدي.
اللهم صل على محمد.
اللهم عجل ظهورا إنهم يرانه بعيدا ونراه قريبا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم افتح لي أبواب توبتك ورحمتك ورزقك الواسع إني إليك من الراغبين وأتمم لإنعامك إنك خير المنعمين. اللهم اجعل بقية عمري في أداء فرض الجمعات والحج والعمرة ابتغاء وجهك يا رب العالمين. وصلى الله على محمد وآل الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين.
اللهم صل على محمد.
أوصيكم بتقوى الله ونعم عمركم. This beautiful advice of our first Imam for all of us. When the people realize the great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the form of your life, this opportunity, this life will not be given again. People will not come back in this world on earth again. Even according to Quran, the people at the day of judgment, many people, they will request Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, give us one chance. Give us one day to go back on the earth so that we should try to be good people. But that chance will not be given to anyone. That opportunity will not be given to anyone. Psychologically, those people are happy who are trying to keep happy to their Lord. And those people who are busy in crimes and sins, they are never happy. Maybe apparently they are enjoying their life, but they cannot sleep well. And at some stage of their life, they suffer with depression and with different diseases. So the five beautiful tips which can keep us happy here and hereafter, why not we should adopt those things? So that this lifespan that has been granted to us, we should try to be happy here and happy afterward. Those five rules, and these are very simple rules which can keep us happy always. Number one, one should free his heart from hatred. If we are not having hatred against anyone, when we are having hatred, then we are upset. When we are thinking about the other people, how to take revenge and all these things, the best thing is we should not cultivate hatred in our hearts. Hatred is one of the najasat. And if there is najasat in our heart, in our thoughts, then the love of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam cannot stay
long.
Wherever the bad smell is coming, no one would like to stay over there. No one likes. So likewise, this hatred, this is najasat, gives bad smell. And Al-Bayt alayhi salam cannot stay wherever there is najasat. So this is the first thing. We should try to scratch out hatred from our hearts against anyone. Number two, we should free our minds from worries. Usually we are having a lot of worries. Worries about our children, about business, about this, about that. We're sleeping with worries, getting up with worries. But whatever is going to happen, that will happen. Why not we are trusting in Allah? Why not we are doing tawakkal in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? On our side, we have to put our efforts, and the results we have to leave with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we trust in Allah, then there is no need to be worried. So first of all, we should scratch out the sense of hatred from our hearts. Number two, we should keep clean our minds from worries. Number three, try to live simply. Try to adopt a simple life. When we are having a lot of lusty desires, or we are jealous, or we are in contest with other people. If they have this, why not I have this? Here is the point where problem starts. So whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me, I should be happy.
Sure.
There is no need to think he has and they have and why I don't have. So if I am living simple life, like the life of Hazrat Ali alayhi salam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
When he was child, when he was young, even when he was caliph of the state, he was having a simple life. Simple bread he was eating, simple dress he was wearing. What else a person needs in this world? So if we try to have a simple life, automatically we will be happy in this world and hereafter. Because when we try to have luxury life, beautiful life, then we are doing a lot of illegal things. Or we are planning to do those things by which within few months, within few days, within few years, we want to be multimillionaire. And when we go through illegal ways, automatically we must be worried. Automatically, then some people will hate us and we have to hate some people due to some reasons. And when life is not simple, life is full of worries. The fourth thing, that is, third is, live simply. And the fourth is, give more. When we are giving more to the people, our time, our skills, our love, our smile, you know, a lot of things we can give, but we are really very stingy. When we are entering in our house, if we will have smile on our face, we are giving something. But really we are spendy in these things. With furious face we are entering in our house. When we are facing our brother mu'minin, then if we give a smile, what will happen? Nothing is going. Nothing we are losing. So with beautiful words, we can give beautiful words, we can give beautiful smiles. If someone has insulted me still, I can say, I forgive you with beautiful words. So if we try to give more, whatever we have, and we have a lot of things, million of things we have, maybe most of us we are thinking just money we have to give, but instead of money, we have million of things we can give to each other, we can share with each other. But we are not planning, we are not thinking to share with each other. And the fifth one is, we should expect loss. We have to give more and we should expect on some stage maybe we will lose something. If we are expecting and if we are losing, then there is no worry at all. So these are five basic points. If we can follow, inshallah, life here will be happy and hereafter will be happy. Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
So alhamdulillah, hum sab khush kismat the ke maah mubarak ke Ramadan hame mila. Maloom nahi ke agle maah mubarak tak hum zinda rahe ya na rahe. یہی وجہ ہے کہ دعا بھی ہے اللہم لا تجعله آخر العہد من صیامنا ایاہ فإن جعلته فاجعلنی مرحوما ولا تجعلنی محروما. So دعا, and especially this دعا is for this day, جمعت الوداع. Oh Allah, give me توفیق, I should be able to welcome next Maah Mubarak Ramadan. But if I will not be alive until that Maah Mubarak Ramadan, then bless me, favor me here, and do not make me mahroom. So there are two blessings. One is, I should get the next Maah Mubarak Ramadan. If not, before that, if I will die, then O Allah, give me your favors at least I should not be including among mahrumeen, those people upon which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not looking with the sight of mercy, I should not be included among those peoples. So how beautiful is this dua. But the actual message is, my Mubarak Ramzan is great blessing of Allah. We must realize, now only few days are left. And maybe we have done something or not. We improved something or not. At least in these few days and nights which are left behind, we should try our best to get maximum. Here, if we are greedy, that need to be greedy. This opportunity will not come again. At least for 11 months, this will not come again. These days, these nights, these hours, these moments and seconds, every second that is granted our worship and every breath is granted as worship, that will not come again. So that's why there is dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Qala Rasulullah idha jaa shahr Ramadan zada fi salati wa ana azidu fazidu. Imam Jafar Sadiq alaihi salam, O Yavna Rasulullah, what was the routine of Rasulullah during the month of Ramadan? Our sixth Imam said, whenever the month of Ramadan was coming, إِذَا جَاءَ شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ ذَادَ فِي السَّلَاةِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was increasing his prayers. So that Rasul always, during the night, he was staying, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was also busy in jihad, he was also managing that state, he was doing a lot of things. But still, he was increasing his prayers. So where we are standing, did we try at least to say 5 times regular prayers? I did not observe the number of participants at Zohar Jamaat are more than what they were coming before Ramadan. So if Rasulullah was increasing and more people were coming and he was doing more, why not we are following the sunnah of Rasulullah? And Imam alayhi salam said, not only Rasulullah was increasing his salat, wa ana azidu, and I am also doing the same thing. Whenever my Mubarak Ramzan is coming, I am praying more. At night, during the day, I am praying more. Fazidu, and Imam alayhi salam said, oh, you the fathers of Al-Bayt, you have to also increase your prayers. The nafla prayer, the wajib prayers. Many people, many of us, maybe we have qaza. This is the best time to pray qaza. And if we don't have qaza, maybe our parents, late parents, they had qaza, we can pray for them. And during this month, 1,000 rakat has been recommended. So this is the month we need to get maximum opportunity to get maximum benefit. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said,
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Innama sumiya Ramadan li'annahu yarmadul dhunub. Imam Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala named this month as Ramadan. Why? لِأَنَّهُ يَرْمُ الظُّنُوبِ. Because this is the month which is scorches away the sins of the people. So this month is the best opportunity to remove the sins by doing tawbah, by doing istighfar, by observing fast, by praying. And also Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam said, من تصدق في شهر رمضان بصدقة صرف الله عنه 70 نوعا من البلاء. Anyone who will pay sadaqah in this month, anyone who will give sadaqah in Maah Mubarak Ramzan, وہ شخص جو Maah Mubarak Ramzan میں صدقہ دے گا. زکات بھی صدقہ ہے, خمس بھی صدقات میں آ جاتی ہے generally. وہ شخص, اور یہ بہترین مہینہ ہے خمس ادا کرنے کا, جنہوں نے آج تک ادا نہیں کیا, Imam Zaman alayhi salam farmate hain lanat ho Allah ki lanat ho tamam anbiya ki lanat ho tamam farishton ki lanat ho tamam insano aur jinnat ki us shakhs par jo hamare maal ka ek dinar bhi kha jata hai khums wale imam hai wale khuda hai wale rasulullah hai aur ghareeb sadat aur fuqara ka maal hai ہم میں سے ہر شخص کو دینا چاہیے مت سوچا کرو یہ کہ خمس دیں گے تو ہمارے مال میں کمی آ جائے گی anyone who is paying خمس he is never deprived he is never suffering financial and the economical suffering all those who are paying خمس الحمدللہ they are having good life they are happy Allah is happy Rasulullah is happy and nothing will be accepted until and unless Imam or Rasul will say Ameen upon our dua and those people who are not paying khums what could we expect Imam is happy with us so this is the man to pay khums this is the man to pay sadaqah this is the man to pay zakat and Imam alayhi salam said sarafallahu anhu sab'ina nawan min al-bala'i and anyone who will pay khums or zakat or sadaqah or fitrah in this month 70 types of calamities and bala and musibat will be removed from the people who will pay sadaqah. Already I requested you, those who are paying for mosque, alhamdulillah they are paying, they can increase. Those who have stopped their direct debit, please, this is the best month if you will start in Ramadan. So as compared to the other month and days, you will get 70 times more reward. Few days are left, this is the time to what? To go ahead. Because that is the something related with Allah and Aima Ahlul Bayt alayhi muslim, we should never keep with us. So you can pay khums to this mosque, you can pay zakat, or you can give sadaqat, or your donation, whatsoever you like. This mosque, this is opportunity. This is trial and test for you, for your iman, for your wealth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given this opportunity to you. And if we will be unsuccessful today, maybe our generation will face this problem in future as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to pay whatever the right of Allah and Rasulullah and Ahmad alayhi wasalam is. And one important namaz for today is, this is given by Hazrat Ali alayhi salam, and anyone who will pray 4 rakat namaz today, Jummatul Wida today, 4 rakat, that is Mustahab namaz, but in every rakat, one time Surah Hamd and 25 times Surah Ikhlas. So, inshallah, this is not a solution of qaza prayers. So those people who have qaza, they should also pray for their qaza prayers. But according to this narration, even those people who are having excessive qaza prayers, if they will pray 4 rakat prayer today, inshallah, that can accommodate their guna and their qaza next to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one time Surah Hamd and 25 times Surah Ikhlas in every rakat. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna atainaka al-kawthar. Fasalli li rabbika wanhar. Inna shani'aka huwa al-'alim. Amen.